You're listening to SBS News.
As the political crisis gripping Venezuela enters a new week, it looks set to intensify. Mass protests over the weekend saw tens of thousands of people out in the streets in fresh attempts to push for President Nicolas Maduro to resign. Defying their demands, the president held his own rally and made it clear he's still in charge.
Presidente soberano.
Sovereign president. President in power. President of the laborers. President of the country. President Maduro. A Chavista president. You can say it any way you would like.
But his grip on power is under threat as countries around the world continue to pledge support for opposition leader Juan Guaido, who declared himself interim president last month. Chief among them is the United States, and with the crisis showing no signs of easing, the US president has again flagged possible military intervention. President Donald Trump says while he's reluctant to take military action, he won't rule it out.
What would make you use the U.S. military in Venezuela? What's a national
security
interest?
Well, I don't want to say that, but certainly it's something that's on the, it's an option.
Asked whether he would personally negotiate with President Maduro to convince him to step down, President Trump demurred.
Would you personally negotiate with Nicolas Maduro to convince him to exit?
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's or really democracy in action.
When did he
We're
request
going to see what
meeting?
Happened. A number of months ago, he wanted to meet.
But now, because you're at that crisis
well, now
point, would
we'll
you
have
negotiate
to see.
That?
Russia, which supports President Maduro, is urging restraint. In an interview with Spanish media, President Maduro had earlier alluded to a civil war, saying we are preparing ourselves to defend our country, and adding that people in factories, universities and other civilian areas are preparing for combat. But since President Trump's comments about military intervention, Mr. Maduro has taken to state TV to declare peace.
They say that there will be a civil war in Venezuela. No intervention, no civil war. In Venezuela, there will be peace, and we will guarantee this peace with a civil-military union. Peace. Our victory will be peace.
But a growing list of nations believe peace is only possible if President Maduro steps down. More than 20 nations, including Australia, have recognised Mr. Guaido as leader. European nations, who were initially reluctant, are likely to follow as their 8-day ultimatum looms. Austria has become the 8th country after Germany, France, Britain, Spain, Portugal, the Netherlands and Belgium to threaten to recognise Juan Guaido if Mr. Maduro does not declare fresh elections. He's since suggested holding earlier parliamentary elections, but France has rejected this, saying that's not early enough. Yet with the deadline just hours away, Mr. Maduro is showing no signs of backing down. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.